This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Last year, my street was redone. That meant digging out all the plants in my butterfly garden and overwintering them in my vegetable garden. I replanted them this year and found that I needed to purchase additional plants due to transplant shock and other factors. I have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com. I did some other rearranging as well, moving prairie drop seed to the area, planting seeds of an annual partridge pea that reseeds each season, and finding some other shorter plants to fill out the front of the space. One thing I've noticed this year is the Carl Forrester grasses are shorter than normal. My suspicion is the heat has not been their friend. Anyway, on to those new plants. I picked up a couple of Hamelobetni. They grow to about 20 inches tall and wide and carry lavender rose-colored flowers on spikes above the green glossy foliage. They flower June into July. This year I'm not expecting flowers since I planted it in mid-July. I also purchased a Rudbeckia fulgida called orange coneflower. It will grow about 2 feet wide and tall and blooms yellow from June through September. I've added prairie smoke and am excited to see what it will look like next year. This year, the asters are coming in and will bloom starting sometime in August. They'll continue to show off well into September. These are butterfly and bee magnets. What I have noticed that's kind of surprised me is that the Japanese beetles seem to enjoy munching the leaves. So, it's a bucket of soapy water for them. Never use any insecticides on your pollinator plants. Check it all out on gardenbite.com. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.